I'm Clay Pigeon. Welcome to the Wake and Bake Morning Show podcast. It's a weekly digest of some of the segments and moments that make up the Wake and Bake Morning Show on WFMU. Of course, you can listen live to Wake and Bake Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern on WFMU.org. Join me live every morning for the full show. It includes great music, chair throwing, pixie dust, and all-around good vibes.
Oh my God, the man is a maniac.
You can also hear the full show on streaming archives at WFMU.org/playlists/WA. Looking out the Wake weather window, it looks a little overcast in downtown Jersey City. 55 degrees on the banks of the Hudson River, where the muskrat scuttles in the mud by the Zagnut wrappers and discarded Prel bottles and the old Banaka bottle. Oh, life is good, Glisters. I'm glad you're glistening this morning. I appreciate your company. You are indeed the wings beneath my wind. Time now for Animal of the Week. What is it? The Wake and Bake Animal of the Week is the octopus. The eight-armed octopus has existed for 300 million years. Octopuses live in every ocean, on coral reefs, on the seabed, and at the deepest depths of the abyss. Octopuses have two eyes and a beak and a mouth where their arms can join. Arms are often mistakenly called tentacles.
Those evil, writhing tentacles.
An octopus moves by expelling a jet of water through its siphon. Their three hearts help to pump their thick blood. The giant Pacific octopus is the largest known species. One specimen weighed 600 pounds and had an arm span of 30 feet. Is it any wonder they appeared in mythology as sea monsters, such as the Kraken of Norway?
Far, far beneath in the abysmal sea, his ancient, dreamless, uninvaded sleep, the Kraken sleepeth.
Even the larger species of octopus can pass through an opening 1 inch in diameter. Octopuses love to dine on crustaceans, sea worms, whelks, and clams, which they inject with paralyzing saliva, and then they dismember with their beaks. Octopuses are venomous, but only the blue-ringed octopus is deadly to humans. They defend themselves against predators by squirting thick pigments from their ink sacs. Octopuses have elaborate nervous systems, keen eyesight, and are among the most intelligent of invertebrates. They can solve mazes and store both short and long-term memories. Octopuses can recognize shapes and patterns. They play. They've even been known to board fishing boats, breaking into holds to find crabs.
I finally realized I had crabs when I found what looked like breadcrumbs in my underpants.
We eat about 380,000 tons of octopus a year globally. Live octopuses are consumed in many places, including the U.S., but animal rights organizations object to this practice because octopuses can experience pain.
The Genome of the Octopus shows a staggering level of complexity, with 33,000 protein-coding genes, more than is present in Homo sapiens.
We love octopi at Wake and Bake. We hope you do, too. Oh, I love octopi. And we were talking about aliens on Wake Science with George earlier in the show. Check that out on the archive. What do you think? Some people think octopi or octopuses, I just love saying octopi, might be make the best case for being aliens. What do you think? It's now 8:42. Back to the music. I'm going to send this one out to our glisteners down in the nation's capital, specifically Rich down in Washington, who's glistening this morning. Now you, I know you'll appreciate this, Richie. Fugazi. Oh, this is so good. Blueprint Fugazi. Wake and Bake.
When I was a boy, they said to me, "You're a little house mouse, a little house mouse, sitting inside all day.
You're just withering away.
You're a little house mouse, a little house mouse. Go outside and play." I went to the library every single day while other kids were playing in the sun. They must have thought me awfully dull, me and my Dewey Decimal. You're a little house mouse, a little house mouse. You're a little house mouse, a little house mouse, sitting in your dark house. House mouse.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Michelle with 1L, and this is State Showcase, where we visit a new state every week and explore what's weird and wonderful about it. Today we visit California.
California, here I come, the ride back where I started.
California is a giant western U.S. state,
ho, ho, ho,
which stretches from the Mexican border along the Pacific for 900 miles. It has a lot of different terrain, including cliff-lined beaches, redwood forests, the Sierra Nevada Mountains, Central Valley farmland, and the Mojave Desert.
You see, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name.
Early Spanish explorers believed that California was an island ruled by Amazon women, and hence they named it California after Queen Khalifa, an Amazon warrior queen.
Must drive out these demons from our land.
California's state motto is Eureka, meaning I have found it.
Eureka, I found it.
It dates back to the days of the gold rush and refers to the discovery of gold. The gold rush was one of the largest mass migrations documented in world history, as during the California gold rush, the population increased from 14,000 people to over 200,000. There's over 400 cities there. LA, San Diego, San Jose, San Francisco, Fresno, Long Beach, Sacramento, Oakland.
Uptown, where you at?
There's also no shortage of weird roadside attractions in California, that's for sure.
Cool.
I was trying to figure out what to focus on, and I couldn't decide between Ostrich Land USA, the Cabazon Dinosaurs, the International Banana Museum.
Americans love bananas.
And the unofficial center of the world.
This is it.
Not to mention a million ghost towns and, of course, the old faithful geyser. But if I could go anywhere today, it would definitely be to visit Salvation Mountain.
What?
Salvation Mountain is a hillside visionary environment created by local resident Leonard King, who died in 2014. It lies in the California desert area of Imperial County and several miles from the Salton Sea. Once Leonard King failed at an attempt to launch a hot air balloon made from bed sheets with bold letters emblazoned on the side stating, "God is love."
Coming down the mountain!
He ended up making this man-made mountain that took 28 years. It started as a small monument and soon became a huge mountain complex made from telephone poles, car windows, tires, patchwork, and painted colored blocks. and 500,000 gallons of latex paint. It encompasses numerous murals and areas painted with Christian sayings and Bible verses.
Hallelujah.
It's an incredible sight, and I've always wanted to see it in person. California. Anyone want to go on a road trip?
Yes.
Thanks for joining me on State Showcase, and I'll see you next week in Colorado.
It's 8 minutes after eight, feeling great on the wonderful Wednesday, and it's time for our Artiste of the Week, who this go-round is Frank Zappa. You'll hear Frank after the 8:05 news each day this week on Wake. Here's a little snippet of an interview that goes back to, I guess 1976, recorded on a WNEW5 in New York City with a host named Bill Boggs. Zappa talking about the disco craze of that time.
What do you think of the disco sound, Frank Zappa?
It fulfills its function and is a necessary tool of the disco industry. Now, the disco industry has nothing to do with music, and it has nothing to do with dancing, but it does have something to do with getting lonely people together in an environment where they can make friends with each other and then have recreation afterward.
He took a stab at it with Chic Yerbuti, didn't he? Here's Zappa from Chunga's Revenge, Tell Me You Love Me. Frank Zappa.
Tell me you love me. Tell me you love me. I know what you do. Tell me you love me. Tell me you love me. I love you so
hard. Welcome to Waking Weird. I'm Mark Moran from WeirdNJ.com. Imagine you're standing on the tracks along an old abandoned rail bed. It's a moonlit night and the leafless tree branches sway in the chilly November breeze. In the distance, you hear the sound of a faint train whistle blowing. Through the mist ahead of you, you see something, an amber-colored ball of light. It hovers about 10 to 12 feet in the air and appears to be coming down the tracks, picking up speed as it goes. It gets brighter and brighter as it approaches, then passes right over your head and fades into the darkness. You've just witnessed what people around the Long Valley and Flanders area call the Hooker Man. These spook lights have been reported along these tracks for over a century.
Aww.
The legend of the Hooker Man is a familiar tale amongst mystery light enthusiasts. Some say it's the spirit of a railroad watchman who was signaling an oncoming train one night in the 1800s when he tripped, fell, and lost consciousness. When he awoke, he realized the train had severed his arm. Later, he replaced his missing limb with a hook. Now, long dead, he wanders the old rail line waving a ghostly lantern, still searching for his lost arm because it bore the hand that wore his wedding ring. Others take a more scientific approach to explain the mystery lights. In 1976, a group of investigators took a Geiger counter, oscilloscopes, methane detectors, and 4,000 feet of copper wire out to the site to see what they could find. At 10 p.m. on November 20th, the light appeared above the tracks, hovering there for about 2 minutes. Then it vanished. The light was photographed and the instruments registered all kinds of strange electromagnetic activity. Geologists say that the site lies along a fault line and its quartz-bearing rocks under seismic stress will produce electrical discharges. The railroad tracks may act as a kind of a conduit to focus this energy into the spectral phenomenon known as ball lightning. Fortunately, though, scientific explanations do little to dampen the mystique of the legend, and New Jerseyans are still setting out to find the Hooker Man along the back roads of Morris County, just as they have for generations. For Waking Weird, I'm Mark Moran.
I think we got Matt here in Fanwood. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing awesome, Clay. Thank you. How are you today?
Matt, you are the man. Fanwood, Scotch Plains, home of that 1971 Raider marching band. You weren't a member of that band, were you?
I was not. However, I'm on the pit crew with my daughter, who's in the marching band.
Oh, fantastic. Yep. Let's hear it for that marching band down there in Scotch Plains. Fan with a Raiders band. They got a rich legacy. Now, are you ready to play Wavelengths? Can I start the music, Matt?
Let me get ready. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
I started it anyway. All right, here we go now, Matt. I want you to not answer right away, but concentrate. We'll shoot some wavelengths at me from a fanwood there. See if we're reaching you, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you're strong. Yeah, you're a natural at this. You're a natural. Great. Now, let's do it. Don't answer right away. Glisters, play along. I want you to think of either Alpha or Omega. Alpha or Omega. Which one are you thinking of, Matthew?
Okay, I've got it.
Okay, what is it?
It's Omega.
Omega! He said Omega! Oh, oh, oh. Yes, yes, I'm one for one. I don't know about the Glisters here. Let's try another one. Now, you're not experiencing any milk dud cravings or hard sweats, are you, Matt?
Not at the moment. I'm fine, I think.
That will happen. Let's try another one now. Yin or yang? Concentrate. Now, Glisters, can you feel those wavelengths coming out of Fanwood down there? Which one did you have, Matt? Did you have yin or yang?
It's yin.
He's a yinner. You were born a yinner, Matt. Some people are. How you feeling? Are you feeling good?
I'm feeling great.
Sometimes, especially for people down in your neck of the woods, they seem to suffer from a hard calf itch or gastric confusion when playing wavelengths. Let's try the last one here. You're doing great. You are two for two, incidentally. Now concentrate. Here's your wavelengths. Oh, yeah, you're pulsing. Earth, wind, or fire? Concentrate, Matt. Glisteners, what is it? Earth, wind, or fire, Matt? Which is it?
It's fire.
Oh, he said fire! Oh, fire, listen to the fire. You're burning, babe. You did a great job. What do you want to say before I let you go? And I want you to hold on the line because we're going to shoot one of those action bumper stickers straight at you down there in Fanwood to put on your matador. What do you want to say to the Glisteners this morning? Lift them up. Come on, Matt.
I want to say today is whatever you want it to be, and it can be a great day.
It's going to be a great day. There he goes. Give him a round of applause. That's Matt down in Fanwood. He knows how to play that game. And let me know on the Yak-U how you did. Who went to 3 for 3 today? Let's get back to the music on Wait. Wasn't that fun? Ah, the rain falls down.
The rain falls hard.
On a humdrum town,
this town will track you down.
The Smiths.
Oh, the rain falls hard on a humdrum town, this town will track you down.
Fated change in vibes. Slothful crawl through weary minds. Flow forth, force but not.
I just want to take a minute to talk about the 2019 Hellraiser. We're still in the midst of it. It's not over yet. FMU's got a little ways to go. You guys have been so good with your pledges helping us out with this thing. Go to WFMU.org right now. It's right there on the homepage. You can make a pledge. I want to thank a couple people who've pledged to Wake, like Karen B. in Greenwood Lake, New York. Thanks for your pledge, Karen. And Jason I. in New York City checked in. Jody F. in Baltimore, Maryland. Look at this. Seth J. in West Orange, New Jersey, with a giant pledge for Wake and for WFMU. Says, Clay, you rock. Love your show. Love you, Seth. Thanks for your pledges, all of you. I've still got 1333 to go for phase 2. We smashed through that goal last Thursday with Michelle with 1L. still a little ways to go in the station, too. Make a pledge if you can, you guys. Help us out. And thanks so much. We can always count on the glisteners and the listeners of FMU for your great generosity. Let's check in now with Sheila B. and Girl Century Goodness.
Good morning to you, Clay, and glorious listeners. This is Sheila B. of Sophisticated Boom Boom with your weekly dose of Girl Centric Goodness. Today I bring you some serious psychedelic funk that was made this past summer in Tel Aviv, but sounds straight out of 70s Turkey. It's a collaboration between the highly regarded Israeli music maker Kutiman and the Turkish chanteuse Melik Sahin. Kutiman was called a psychedelic funk architect and the future of music when he first emerged on the music scene, making mind-boggling YouTube video mashups. Melik Sahin is a musician and songwriter based in Istanbul and signed to Sony Music. I scoured the web to find information on how these two artists came together, but came up empty-handed. That said, I did stumble upon a site curiously called JewTube, with a review of the collaboration by an Israeli writer. He says, quote, "Here, Kutiman works with Turkish alt phenom Melik Sahin to produce a dreamy tune that we can't stop listening to. If only our governments could get together in the same way," end quote. Ain't that the truth? What governments can't do, musicians can. Music has always been the great uniter. So here's Israel's Kutiman and Turkey's Melik Sahin with Sakla Beni, which means hide me, my pick for this week's Girl Centric Goodness.
Sakla beni, sakla burada. Sapsarı dolunayda. Sussun kelimeler uzaktan. Yetti derdim, bitti yaşım.
You've been listening to the Wake and Bake Morning Show podcast. Did you enjoy it?
Yes.
Good. It's a weekly digest of the special features and moments which make up the Wake and Bake Morning Show.
Woo!
After all, you wouldn't want to miss special moments like this. Ah, you're in a good mood today, aren't you?
Oh!
The Wake and Bake Morning Show. Set your alarm and join us each Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on WFMU.org. A little too early for you? Catch the archive show, which you can find easily on WFMU's homepage each day. I'm Clay Pigeon. They call me the Pigeon. Join me each morning for the full show, either on the radio or online at WFMU.org. And keep glistening.